Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Omer Aleph. And we continue in Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Aleph, and we're in the middle of Sif Beis. We had begun discussing in yesterday's Shir the concept of the mitzvah to spin the tzitzis. In order for tzitzis to be kosher, they need to be spun, lishmon, for the purpose of mitzvahs of tzitzis, and we discussed some of the practical details of that mitzvah. We continue today in the middle of the Sif Beis with the Mechaber saying, in addition to the spinning, which is called Tevia, Tzrichin Shazira, you also need what we would call twisting of the strands together. You spin the strands, and then, in addition to having the spun strands of the fringes of the tzitzis being lishmon, you then, as we'll see, fold over and twist together some of these individual strands so that they're doubled, or as we'll see, quadrupled, and then done eight times, so each individual strand becomes folded and eventually becomes eight. We'll explain this more in a moment. And the Mechaber continues and says, Visheyu shizurin lishmon, and this twisting over here of the individual strands together also must be done l'shem mitzvat tzitzis. These are the words of the Mechaber. In Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we're talking about the twisting, don't think that he's talking about the previous discussion. If you didn't do it l'shma perfectly, then twisting them will satisfy or make up for that. No, the Mishnah Berurah comments, he's talking about l'chatchila, achute tzitzis, the alma, talking about properly spun tzitzis, below atavah nakam, and not talking about the tzitzis that were spun with a Jew observing a non-Jewish person doing them. The Shamlo Mahani l'haposlam, according to those that say that was no good, it would not help. Afilum shazaron achachach Yisrael l'shmon. Even if a Jew were to then do it correctly by the shazira, the twisting, if it wasn't done correctly according to those that asser it to be done with a non-Jewish person or a cheirushota or a katan, even if a Yisrael is omid al gabav, and it's no good according to those poskim, so then it wouldn't help you to also do the twisting to make up for that. In Siv Katan Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, what exactly do we mean by the twisting? Hainu sheyich peleim achar hatviyo lishnayim, v'yish zareim. You take a properly spun strand, and you fold it over on itself, so now you have two, and then you twist them together to return it to being one. So you've thickened it. You've basically taken a single strand of properly spun lishmon fringes, doubled it over on itself, and twisted it, so you now have one single strand again. It will be twice as thick, obviously, as the strand before that. And then the Mishnah Berurah comments and says, V'im kofal kol chut lishmona, if you then folded that over again to four, and then folded that over again to eight, ushizaro, and then you twisted it all together to make a single strand, gam kein less lon ba. That's okay also. Sounds like that's not the preferred methodology. We'll see in a moment that the Mishnah Berurah, as well as his comments additionally in the Bir Halacha, will say that that's not the case. Why do we do this shazira? Vatam laha shazira. Why do we do the twisting after it's been properly spun l'shma? So it brings down a sifri. The Tana b'sifrei, the asu lahem tzitzis. The Torah tells us to make tzitzis. Shomei ani, from here I would see, yaseh tzitzis kemoshu, that it would be adequate just to make tzitzis by spinning them. Then it says, however, Talmud lomar, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakanof, Pesil techeles. You then have to have this pesil techeles, which implies it has to have been bitovui, spun, and then vishosur, and then twisted. Pirish ke'ein mishkan, like it was done in the mishkan, the havishosur, where it had to be also twisted in addition to being spun. Alternatively, the Mishnah says, Inami, the stom pesila he shazura, or the definition of the word pesil techeles implies spun and twisted. Now, the Pasuk says, Psil Techeles. Ainli Ela Techeles, the Mishnah Berurah says, that only would be for the strands of the tzitzis that are required to be dyed in Techeles. What about the strands that are just white, Lava Minayin? How do we know that they also require, in addition to spinning Lishman, they also need Shizura, they also need to be twisted Lishman, Amra Torah, Tein Techeles, Tein Lavan. Ma Techeles Tavi Vishazur, Af Lavan Tavi Vishazur. The two are comparable. Just like the Techeles has to be spun and twisted Lishma, so too does the white strands have to be twisted and spun lishma. And he tells us then, he will explain this further in the Ayin Bir Halacha. Go look in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim continues and he says, V'al kol ponim l'chol ha-poskim dai shi'e shazur l'shnayim, that all agree that doubling it over one time and making the single strand folded over and now twisting that into a new single strand that's twice as thick is the minimal amount that's required. Everybody agrees that that would satisfy the minimal requirement. But then he tells us to look in the Malbim, Ayin Biartso Sachayim, Shehevi, who brings over there, the Yesh Omrim de le Mitzvah min Hamuvchar. It's preferable, however, to do the Mitzvah optimally, Toshia Kolchut Kofulishmona. Actually fold each one again and then again. So you have a total over here, first time of folding it to two, then you fold it again, now you have four, and then you fold it again, you now have eight. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, he personally, ulom be'emes tamua ani ala mahadrin, liknos dafu kovlishmona. I'm surprised that people go so far to definitely only insist on having eight strands over here twisted the way we just explained. Shal koponim rak lemitzvah min amuvchar lukuliyama. This is only something that's just preferable and preferred by the poskim, but it's not an absolute din. And he says people are machmir on this. However, he says they're makel on other parts of the spinning of the tzitzis. Halo yoser roy lem lechatchilu lahadir al tzitzis leidam him tevuyim ushazurim lishma kedin al yedei yisrael. He says people should be much more machmir and making sure that it's spun by a Jew and twisted by a Jew, rather than taking a kula to allow it be twisted by a non-Jewish person or a cheresh to cut him with the Jew omin al gaba. That, he says, is a halacha. Many places rely upon the non-Jewish person doing the spinning or the twisting with a Jew watching over them, and this is a kula. V'chihai gavna kulos. So he says he's surprised that people rely upon that kula, and it's so medactic over here. He's not saying you shouldn't be medactic over here. He's saying if you're going to be medactic only on one thing, then this isn't the ideal thing to be medactic on. But certainly the Mishnah Berurah is not telling us that we shouldn't try to be medactic on the shazura as well, but much more important that it be done lishmon by a yid than taking advantage of the other kulas that we brought down in yesterday's shir and now discussed again. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tesvav adds over here that mitviyah ve'elach, the spinning of the tzitzis and everything after the spinning of the tzitzis, including the twisting of the tzitzis, the shazira, as well as the netila, the placing of the tzitzis into the actual hole of the garment, hakol b'chlal asiyah, the kaimelon, the tzorch lishma. All of this is included in the requirement that it be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and according to many, as we'll see, this is a din daraisa. And the Magen Avraham goes so far as to say, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you do not do this, b'di'evid, it's not even good. The Gra says as well that this is true, and in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah adds, imkein mashma duhu dvar Torah. You see from here that this is a halacha min haTorah, if it's not even good, b'di'evid, without doing it, lishma over here. The Yesh Mekilim, the Mishnah Berurah then continues, that are saying, b'di'evid av bilti shazira, that it is good if you don't twist it. If you just have it spun lishma, and you don't twist it at all, it's good. And he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha, the endless smoke has it. We'll go into this in a moment. He says you shouldn't rely upon this. He says, Afim HaShazir, your stomach Yesh Lahaka with the Evid. If you don't know whether it was done Lishma or not Lishma, there was no Kavan at all, then you might be able to rely at least by the Evid that the twisting was done Lishma, because you can base it on the fact that Kivan Datviyay Lishma, since you know that the spinning was done Lishma, you can rely upon Chola Osal Dasa Rishon Hoosa. Since you started off doing it right, Mistama, if you didn't have a negative intention, you can assume that your lack of any intention whatsoever is just a continuation of your original good intention, and therefore b'di'evid, that would be acceptable. In the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim adds and continues and brings down many poskim who say that really l'chatchila you should make sure that the twisting is done properly and lishma, and you shouldn't rely upon the das of the mekilim, except under the most extenuating of circumstances, or if at least was done bistama. Misha Tova Ba'atzman, the same person who did the Tviya, Misha Tova Ba'atzman, Shazarin, and he also did the twisting, so even if he didn't specifically state, I'm doing it Lishman, you can rely B'di'evid upon the fact that Osal Das Rishona Osa, since he twisted it after he had spun it properly, Mistama, the twisting was also good, even though he didn't specifically state so. Se'if Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im Nisparku Mishazirosan, if the twisting became unraveled, so now you have Inasu Shisha Asar. You now have actually 16 strands because it became unraveled. So you have the strands, eight strands folded over. So you have the four strands of the tzitzis that were folded over now to have the eight strands. And now one of them or all of them become unraveled. So now you have actually 16. It's still acceptable. Kesherim. However, but the twisted part, you have to have at least still enough left that it's twisted that you could make a knot in that area. As long as enough of it is left that you could make a knot in the twisted part, so the part that unraveled, even though it now looks like you have 16 strands up there, this is acceptable still. The Ramah adds, he says, tov likshar hachutin lamata. The Ramah comes up with a suggestion that you should tie the tzitzis at the end, distally, all the way at the end of the tzitzis, so the tzitzis cannot physically unravel by having a knot there at the very end. And he says, we'll learn about this, we'll learn this in a sif yudalit in the simon. He brings us down to Beis Yosef in the name of the Rokeach. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and we'll get to that discussion in a moment. But first, in Sif Katan Tezayin, he says, what do you mean it became 16 strands? Pirush, shenispare kol hashmona chutin. You have the 8 strands of the tzitzis that had been inserted into the garment, and now all of them begin to unravel. Each of the 8 strands unravels into 2, so you have a total of 16. I apologize if this is a little bit unclear. It's hard to do this in just audio without demonstrating directly what I'm talking about, but hopefully people can follow. The Mishnah adds that this is l'revusa d'reisha nakta. This is a chiddush over here that he's telling us this to show how far we go over here, because the same din would apply, avol hu adin in esparik shnei chutim, the na'asa bo. The same thing would apply if you had 2 strands and they became 4. The same din would apply. Gam kein be'inon she'ishtai k'dei aniva. You don't have to have all 8. He's saying, even if all 8, it's still good. But even if 2 of them unravel, so you now have 4, where there were previously 2, the same din applies that you need to have at least enough of the twisted part that you could still make a knot there. The lav hachi posel, because if not, then it's considered posel. The havi kamosha nechzu lo shtei chutim b'tziosav. It looks like you actually then don't have 2 kosher strands of tzitzis over there, and the tzitzis are deficient. The apostle imodikdek b'shas asiyah she'el yolam arbor rosh mitzad echad, because when you put the tzitzis on, as we'll learn a little bit later on in Simon Yud Beis, you need to have the right number of tzitzis there, and you fold over the 4 to make 8 strands coming out of the hole. So that's the proper way to do this. If you don't do this and you're not careful about this, you're not yotzei. In Siv Katan Yuzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the afal gav diyesh poslin im nifsiku kulon. He says the din would be different. Here we're talking about unraveling. What happens if they got cut off? So as we'll learn in Siman Yud Beis, if they're cut off, even if you have enough left to make a knot, if all of them are cut off, it's no good. If it's just unraveled over here, then we can rely upon the more lenient opinion that will be discussed in Siman Yud Beis, which we'll get to when we reach that Siman. But basically, we would allow us to rely upon that opinion over here if it's just unraveled as opposed to totally cut off. Furthermore, v'da'od, he says, Hashulchan Aruch Mari Davko B'Shazur Kolchut L'Shnayim. Here he's talking about where each one was doubled over, and that's where there's a question, is it kosher or not? Avolim Kofu V'Shazur Li'Abol L'Shmona, but if you redoubled it again and twisted it into 4 or to 8, then, K'moshe Motziv Yizbanenu, as he says, most tzitzis are nowadays made, V'Nisparku L'Shisha, sorry, and it became 16 because it unraveled, Afilum No L'Shtayru K'dei Aniva Kosher. He says, then, even if you don't have enough to make a knot, it still would be good. D'ha'al Koponim Nisharu Achutim Shazur L'Shnayim, because each individual one there is still kosher, because it may not be perfectly 8, but at least it's 4 or 2, and that would still fulfill the mitzvah of requirement of Shazira. What about the question that it's about Tosef? So the Mishnah Berurah refers you to his comments in the Bir Halacha, where he says, in order not to be over Bal Tosef, Yomar Beferish, you should explicitly state, the lo nicho le betosafos, that you're not interested in the extra unraveled strands, you're only interested in the 8 requirement strands, and any extra strands from the unraveling, you're not interested in, and therefore you're not over Bal Tosef. Alternatively, he says, cut him off. Yachtov la mosar. V'yishar rak shmona chutim. You can cut off the extra twisted strands that untwisted, and you're left with 8, since they've already been twisted, so you fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis with the twisted strands, even though they're not twisted 8 times, you're only twisted now 4 or 2 times because they unraveled, they certainly are still kosher. In Siv Katan Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, regarding the Ramah's comment that you should go and tie the tzitzis at the end, he says, V'yeshomim de'adirah b'yosito shelo likshar. Many suggest that it's better not to make a knot at the very distal end of the tzitzis in order that they shouldn't unravel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nochum l'hachmir imim shazurim yofi. It's much better to make sure that they're twisted very well, delo sheshchiach shiyisparku, and it wouldn't be likely that they'll unravel, that you should not make the knot at the very end. Dir Shuno 23 brings down the reason for this, based upon a Magen Avraham who says, Kidei Shelo Lahosif Alaksharm. We don't want to add to the knots and the tzitzis by making an additional knot at the very end of the distal end of the tzitzis. And the Prima Gadim explains, Ein Kavanoso Sha'osu Mishum Baltosif. This isn't a question of Baltosif, because the only kesha that's a requirement from the Torah is the first one. El Shumosif Alaksharm Shinogulikshar. But you're taking upon yourself more than the custom is to do over here. Incidentally, he says, in regards to Hadlakas Neros, we have a similar idea that it's not a problem. The basic din is to light two candles, one for Zohar, one for Shomer, but many women light many more candles. And he says that's also not a problem with Baal Tosef, based upon the same reasoning. The issue note 24 brings down the opinion set over in the name of Chazon Ish that in regards to the tzitzis, if they're not twisted well and they're going to unravel, then it would be permissible to make a knot. Or alternatively, the Eish Lavrami B'Chach brings down to any other type of tachbula, any other type of a trick that you can do to make sure that they don't unravel is fine. Brings down the Shevet HaLevi, which unfortunately today we now have to say Zecher Tzadik Levracha, as the great Harav Shmuel HaLevi Vosner was nifter over Pesach. And in the Shevet HaLevi he writes, Ulai Olul Bidvorov Heter Lahad Bikes Roshi Atzitzios Bidevik Shokuf. Maybe you should use some sort of a transparent type of a glue. The Ein Bekach Mishum Bitul Din Shazira, and this wouldn't nullify the twisting. Shebe'emes Heim Shazurim, because they really are twisted. However, he's Hosif. Shaderech HaRe'uyeh Hilasos Kesher Kamoshi Eskira Shulchan Aruch V'Ramah. The preferred way is to make a knot there rather than to use transparent glue. Yehei Zichro Baruch.